Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning the 8th of May. Whisper it softly, but it seems that an attempt to win the triple crown of the Guineas, Derby and St. Ledger could be made by Camelot after his sensational victory in last Saturday's 2000 Guineas at Newmarket. The great Nijinsky was the last horse to win the triple crown back in 1970. He was trained at Ballydoyle in Ireland by Vincent O'Brien, and the present incumbent, Aidan O'Brien, no relation, carries on the good work. Of course, Camelot showed his great potential last year at Doncaster, winning the Racing Post Trophy in October, a Group 1 race for two-year-olds. On Saturday, he realised that potential, battling hard in very testing conditions to take the first classic of the season in the hands of O'Brien's son, Joseph. He now goes for the Investec Derby at Epsom on Saturday, the 2nd of June. Well, the trainer went on to complete the Guineas double when Homecoming Queen landed the Phillies Classic on Sunday, the 1,000 Guineas at 25-1, with a more fancied stable companion maybe the 13-8 favourite in third place. Homecoming Queen led from start to finish under an inspired ride by Ryan Moore. A notable Yorkshire train winner at Newmarket on Saturday was that of Mason, trained at Malton by Richard Fahey, and who landed the Group 3 Palace House Stakes for sprinters. Mason could now be aimed at the Group 2 Duke of York Stakes next Wednesday at York, the opening day of the Dante Festival on the Naismire. Fahey won that race with utmost respect in 2009. Well, looking at the Yorkshire fixtures this week, there's racing at Catterick this evening, Tuesday, starting at 6:10. The handicap race over 7 furlongs at 7:10 looks to be very competitive, with my selection being the top weight Madame Macy, the mount of Sylvester de Souza. Former Grand National winning jockey Graham Lee, now making a success of riding on the flat, can partner Minister of Interior to victory in the handicap race for stayers at 7:40. And Prince James, trained at Sheriff Hutton by Mick Easterby, can win the evening's final race, a sprint handicap over 5 furlongs at 8:40. Well, the three-day Chester meeting begins tomorrow, and Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse Ripon is in action on Friday evening, starting at 5:45. On Saturday evening, it's the turn of Thirsk, with a first race time of 6:15. There should be plenty of speed in the final race, the Dick Peacock Sprint Handicap over 6 furlongs, a race held annually at Thirsk in memory of the former Midland trainer who enjoyed great success on a national basis. Next Monday, the 14th of May, there's racing at Redcar, scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock. It's Racing Welfare Day, and it launches Barney's Challenge. Now, six races are sponsored by online bookmaker Blue Square in support of the charity Racing Welfare, in particular the efforts of Paul Barney Bamford, who sets off from Redcar during the afternoon in a specially adapted hand cycle to travel the length of Yorkshire to raise funds for the charity, which represents stud and stable staff in the UK who have been injured. Barney will arrive at Doncaster's evening meeting 5 days later, Saturday the 19th of May, stopping off at York's Dante Festival during the week. He will cover some 110 miles and hopes to raise over £100,000 for Racing Welfare. Well, Racing Welfare has helped Barney since he was paralysed from the chest down after being injured in Spain when assistant to former Yorkshire-based trainer Les Eyre. Well, the money raised during Barney's challenge will go directly to Racing Welfare's Accidents and Injuries Fund, along with a 10% donation to the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Enjoy your racing.